Thank you. Very well. I'm awful sorry to give you a ring, because I know you've got 600 other things going on there. But the other day when I was in your office, I just talked about that regional economic development sort of program that we had talked, that I've been interested in for some time. Now, next week, Pat McNamara is making a speech at that AFL-CIO talking about regional economic development. And he's going to at that luncheon. It's on the 12th or the 13th. And the only thing that and I've heard since I've been up in the Senate, that several of other members of the Senate have been considering some of their own ideas with regards to their own particular areas. And I remembered our conversation, which you had mentioned you'd be interested in talking with me further after that Appalachian program came by. And I understand and respect that, and I want to work in harmony with what you're trying to do with that program. And but the one thing I would like to be able to do is become identified with sort of New England regional development, economic development, and not let sort of this get away and get in the hands of some of my colleagues. And I'd like to be able to do it if it was possible without putting and working, as I say, in harmony with what your program is with regards to Appalachia. Now, so I was wondering whether it would be inconsistent with your idea if I mentioned something about economic regional development, but didn't sort of press or talk about this other than in a general way till after the Appalachian program was passed, but to talk about the importance of New England economic and regional development and the importance of federal support and federal initiative in bringing these programs into many of these communities that have been suffering for a period of time. Now, I wanted to just get a feeling from you on this. So, as I say, I wanted to be consistent with your suggestions the other day. But I, on the other hand, I know that you understand my position and not being since you know I've been thinking about this and seeing some of these other fellows move on it and. I'd like to be able to sort of be identified with this program, and I'm afraid if I just wait completely till after all the discussions on Appalachia and some of these other fellows get moving on their areas, that we're pretty well, you know, pretty well lost the initiative.
Yes, I think I see your problem, and I appreciate it, sympathetic with it. My whole thinking is to try to minimize the dangers of defeat,
yeah.
A, of Appalachia,
yeah.
Because if it is defeated, or if it's a failure,
yeah.
The others go down with it.
Yeah.
Now, in the light of that, I would seriously question the wisdom of tying on or
right.
Adding to or blowing up other problems until we get that one under the fence. Then we can say, well, now we have a problem very similar, and here's our program for it. So I would think that there's a moderate course along the line you suggest. I see a minimum of danger, and you're saying today or tomorrow or next week or next month that we have a very important area, the United States. It has its problems. I've had them carefully analyzed. I've been working on them for 2 or 3 years. I see its assets and its liabilities, and we're going to try to balance them out, and we are not going to be satisfied until we put all the resources, material and human and scientific to play to develop it. And the president in his message has indicated that states can unite and regions can form. And I want my region to know, and I want the country to know, that we are employing those resources now, and at appropriate time, when the timing's right, I will present a formalized plan that I have reason to believe will have the support of the states and the region, as well as the federal government and the president.
Good.
In other words, I would hold on to my idea and plan it, but I wouldn't get so far that I would scare everybody saying, well, this is going to be X billion. Now, I'll give you an illustration. My health program yesterday runs 300 million. But the fools had to go to projecting it down the road 5 or 6 years. And when you project it the first year, it runs 900 million. Now, I don't know whether I would approve 900 million the second year or not. I might approve 450 or 500. But the first thing Dick Russell comes running in and say, my God, you've got a $1 billion program for next year on health, therefore I'm against any of it now. Do you follow me?
Right.
Now, we don't want to stir up any more hornets than we have to. I don't think you do in saying what you do, and I want you to advance it and get credit and hold on to it. And I just say that how long you've been working on it, however long you've been in the Senate, and say I'm...
I want to make it very clear, Mr. President, I in no way want to suggest a program that would be an addition to the Appalachian.
Oh, I know that.
And this is the thing that I...
I know that.
You made it very clear, and I want to make sure I think the greatest reason for New England for supporting Appalachian is because we might be able to benefit as well with this regional program.
That's right.
I think you've given me an excellent avenue here and in which we can move, and this is really what I wanted to make clear so that I wasn't doing anything that wasn't consistent.
I know that.
With your,
no, it's consistent. What I do, yeah. Just bear in mind that I'm going to want to help other areas.
Sure.
As well as Appalachia, just whenever we can, and the best way to do it is make success of this one. So I would have been taking inventory and been researching our resources and be formulating my plans, and I'm going to finalize them, and at the appropriate time, we'll all unite, and I have every reason to believe that everybody will pull together.
That's excellent.
Okay, Ted.
Thank you very much, hope
you're getting some sun.
Oh, yeah, well, a little bit.
Okay, don't overdo it now.
All right, sir.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye.